Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Why some people stay stuck financially. Wisdom Seeds. Why some people stay stuck financially. Not every financial struggle comes from laziness. Some people face hardship due to illness, economic problems, injustice, or an unexpected crisis. But many people stay financially trapped because they keep repeating unwise habits. Proverbs 21 verse 20 says, "The wise store up choice food in olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down." Wise people prepare. Foolish people consume everything immediately. A man receives extra income and spends it within 2 days on clothes, gadgets, and impressing friends. Another person saves part of it, pays debts carefully, and plans. 5 years later, their lives look very different. Money reveals the habits already living inside people. Why do you stay trapped? Because you refuse discipline. They buy things to impress people they secretly envy. They chase appearance instead of stability. A woman may carry the newest phone while struggling to pay rent because image matters more to her than wisdom. Proverbs 13 verse 7 says, "One person pretends to be rich, yet has nothing." That verse sounds modern even though it was written long ago. Do you live under pressure because you spend emotionally? Sadness leads to shopping. Stress leads to impulsive purchases. Comparison leads to debt. One-third wisdom asks questions before spending. Do I truly need this? Will this purchase create peace or pressure? Debt often steals freedom slowly. Proverbs 22 verse 7 says, "The borrower is slave to the lender." Debt can trap people emotionally for years. A young couple once spent a large amount of money on a wedding to impress guests they barely knew. After one glamorous day ended, they spent years struggling under financial pressure. Temporary attention created long-term stress. Financial wisdom also requires contentment. Greed keeps people restless because enough never feels like enough. 1 Timothy 6 verse 6 says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Contentment does not mean refusing growth. It means refusing to worship money. Some wealthy people still live anxiously because greed never rests. Others have less money yet sleep peacefully because wisdom guides their lives. Financial growth usually happens slowly. Small savings matter. Consistent discipline matters. Honest work matters. Quick-rich schemes often destroy people because greed blinds judgment. Proverbs 28 verse 20 says, "The one eager to get rich will not go unpunished." Many scams succeed because people want fast wealth without patience or wisdom. God cares about stewardship. Money is a tool, not a master. Two-thirds of money controls your heart, it will control your decisions too. Wise people learn to manage money before it grows because a larger income does not fix foolish habits but often magnifies them. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast March 3.